This is Nikki Hamilton, and I'm here with Queen Alice Spragans to talk about her life growing up in Suwannee as part of the Suwannee Black History Initiative. Ms. Spragans, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us today. We are at the St. Mark's Hall, and it is May 27th, 2019. If you don't mind, would you please tell me your full name and where you were born and when?
Queen Alice Spragans. I was born in Huntland, Tennessee, August 18, 1936.
Thank you. So I'm just going to start from the beginning and ask you to please tell me a little bit about your family and where you grew up.
I grew up in a little town, Huntland, Tennessee. My father was Tom Tate. My mother was Queen Esther Baker Tate. They came to Suwannee in the early 40s, I say around 40, to work at, they worked at old SMA, which was a military school then. And they worked there till they retired. And then I went to school, Kinley School in Suwannee. Went to the Franklin County, went to the Old Townsend High School in Winchester, which was an all-black school then. Graduated from there, then worked around in Suwannee and lived in Suwannee. Just done normal things. Going swimming to the movies and working. And after I got older, I got married. I think I was 24 when I got married. I have one daughter, Tanya Monique Page, which lives in Nashville. I have one grandson, Ingram Tate Page, and I still live in Suwannee, still work in Suwannee, work for the vice chancellors. I have worked for four. I started with the Ayers and the Williamsons, and the Cunninghams, and with the McCardells. And that's just about it. I lived in Suwannee pretty well all my life. Enjoyed it. I like Suwannee.
So you said you lived here when you were eight. Can you tell me some stories about your childhood?
My childhood stories was not very exciting. We didn't do much then. Played in the woods, walked, hiked. And we had a lot of fun then with the seminarians, because they would come and get all the black kids and take us on Winnie Roasters and sit out in the woods and tell ghost stories, and we'd go swimming, and we were doing something with them pretty well, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. We sure were. And that was fun, and other than that, I was just home.
Who were your friends growing up? Who were your friends growing up in Suwannee?
Oh, gosh. My friends growing up in Suwannee was the Hills, Loretta, Alice, and then I had, it was a lot of people in Suwannee at that time. A lot of people. So I had a whole bunch of friends. And we on Saturdays and Sundays, when we didn't have anything to do, we would go walking in the woods, walk to the cross and sit out at the cross and talk and just do normal stuff, talk about boys and everything. Yeah, and just do all that stuff. And I enjoyed going to the movies. I like to go to the movies.
Where did you go to the movies?
We went to the movie up here, the Suwannee Union Theater. Mm-hmm. Mostly go to the matinees on Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Did you all have cookouts, like what you during the day?
Mm-hmm. Like, we'd go to the lakes and have cookouts, Winnie Roasters, and we usually go to the lakes. And we had a place that sit right over there. It was called the Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. It was a barracks that the boys used. They moved them when they cut that school out. They moved one of them over there, and we had it for like a clubhouse. And we would go there on Saturdays and Sundays, and we liked to dance, play music and dance, and just do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you recall your favorite song that y'all like to dance to?
My favorite song?
Mm-hmm. That y'all like to dance to?
Oh, gosh. Back then? Ooh. I can't even remember. I sure can. I can't even remember. But that was quite a few of them. And we'd have socials and just everything. Somebody was always having a birthday. We celebrated everything. If somebody was having a birthday, we'd decorate the place and we'd have a big party and stuff like that.
So it sounds like you all had a real...
Yeah, so we had a little tight community that everybody, you know, would be there. And it was all mostly the same people and we'd all be there. And a lot of things we had, back then the seminarians would come. They would come too. They sure did.
What were some of the favorite meals or dishes you enjoyed with your family or when y'all were doing those cookouts?
My favorite meal, I won't say my favorite meal would be fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I like fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I don't like very much food. I can eat a hot dog, don't like hamburgers very well. Mm-mm. I don't eat the red meat. And just normal things.
Yeah. Who made the best fried chicken, according to you?
Back mother would make it. She would go out and kill the chicken. Mm. You know, and then, and fry the chicken. And it would be good, yeah. And she could make the best peach cobblers, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
So, you obviously, given your age, you grew up in changing times in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware of those changes, and was there anybody helping you make sense of those changes?
We were aware of the changes, but when we lived in Houghton, the little town on the farm, we didn't see very many people. You know, living on the farm, you didn't venture out very far, so you didn't see. But then after we came to Suwanee and was affiliated with the mom and daddy working for the university and the university, we were aware of the changing times, but we never had a hard time. Not affiliated with the university, we didn't. We didn't have a hard time at all. Mm-mm. But we knew, you know, we knew the changing of the times and everything, you knew. Because we went in a lot of places that, you know, back then Afro-Americans didn't go in. But as long as we stayed up towards university and around, you know, we went in pretty well where we wanted to. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
So how has your experiences growing up shaped your perspective on life?
I learned a lot of things. A lot of things. Just myself, just learning, reading. I like to read. I read everything. Mm-hmm. Reading, and I like to do all that. And I learned, you know, right from wrong, what we could do, what we couldn't do, and just everything.
Yeah. Are there some things that you learned from your parents or your teachers?
Teachers, you know, mm-hmm. then, back then, you learned from your parents, because whatever my parents told me, that was it. That's what I done. You know, mm-hmm. you didn't backtalk. You didn't do anything. No. So mm-hmm. we learn a lot, you know, just listening. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you listen, then you thinking, I ain't doing that. But you don't say, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
Can you say some of those things that you overheard that you're like, I'm not doing that?
No, I'm not.
Can you say more of that? Say more about that.
And then after I grew up, you know, I knew what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if things was wrong, I knew it was, you know. If I was somewhere I thought things wasn't right, I would leave, you know. You didn't stay then, you left. I would leave and go home because I know I was going to get in trouble either way. Because back then, you know, your parents didn't play. They didn't play back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So other than your parents, who were some mentors of yours?
I had a teacher, Miss Gertrude Kennerly, mm-hmm. a grade school teacher. She was a mentor. She was just like your parents, you know, yeah. She see whatever you doing something wrong, she told you, she'd give you a whooping too if she had to.
And she was your teacher?
She was my teacher, Miss Gertrude Kennerly. Mm-hmm. She was the teacher from the, I think we got her in maybe about like the third grade up to the fifth or sixth grade, I think, when she quit and another teacher, because she retired and another teacher took over. But Miss Gertrude was a teacher and a friend, you know, yeah. She was just like your parent, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you go to high school?
Winchester, Townsend mm-hmm. High School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what did you decide to do after high school?
What did I do after high school? Mm-hmm. I mostly went to work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did
yeah.
you think about leaving Suwannee?
I never what? Did.
Why
mm-hmm.
is that?
I always liked Suwannee. Mm-hmm. I never thought about leaving Suwannee. Then after I got, you know, on up and got grown and got old, I have never thought about leaving Suwannee. A lot of people did, but, you know, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I always liked Suwannee. It's quiet to me and peaceful, and I always liked it. I raised my daughter up here, and I always liked Suwannee.
Mm-hmm. What about your daughter's father?
My daughter's father, we got divorced when she was 10 years old, mm-hmm. yeah. And he lives in Ohio. He has another family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did y'all meet?
We met, he worked up here. Mm-hmm. Worked at the same place. Because all the young guys would come up from Winchester and around, they would work at the dorms, you know, at the buildings and around up here then. Uh-huh, and that's how we met. He was a Winton. Mm-hmm.
So what are one or two things that you would want people to remember most about your childhood?
Most about my childhood? My childhood, I don't know. Just growing up in Suwannee, I guess, and the way it was, and it was nice up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because I was a country girl straight off the farm to me. It was, you know, it was nice up here, yeah.
And is there anything about your history growing up in Suwannee that you would like people to know? If there was one or two things you wanted them to know?
What I want to know about my history growing up in Suwannee? I don't know. Just growing up in Suwannee, I guess, doing things and working, and everybody I worked for were like, I don't know, you enjoy it. Wasn't like work, you mm-hmm. sort of, you know, enjoyed it. You enjoyed going and taking care of kids. I raised a lot of kids, you know, and so on, till they got on up. I sure did. And mm-hmm. come back, and they'd come back, and I'd work for the raise the grandkids and stuff like that.
What are some of the families you used to work for?
Oh, gosh. I worked for the Parkers, the Hodgsons, How many families did I work for? Out in Woodland, we babysitted out there
mm-hmm.
all the time because they had a lot of babies out that way. And we babysitted out there, gosh, all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's where I had my child.
Oh, did you? Where'd you? You know, they call it fertile something, something, yeah. And yeah, we babysit out there, but we had fun taking the kids out walking and all of that. We sure did.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you had a good childhood.
I did. I had a good childhood growing up in Suwannee. I sure did. I didn't have a bad one. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Sure didn't.
What were your parents like?
Strict. Daddy wasn't as strict as mother. Mother was, oh boy, when she said something, you better jump. Daddy would talk more than Mama. Mama would get them switches, and she didn't do much talking.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' names?
But I didn't get into much trouble. Mm-hmm. I had a sister and brother that did, but mm-hmm. I didn't. I didn't get into too much. So they got whoopings every day. I got a picture of my parents and things out there in the car. She was Tom Tate and Queen Esther Baker Tate.
Mm-hmm. And where are your brother and sister now?
My younger brother, I just got a brother living because my mm-hmm. sister passed mm-hmm. Last year. And my older brother, he's been gone about 12 years. And I just got my younger brother, David Tate. He lived in Cowan.
Okay.
He fought in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, is there anything else you would like us to know?
No, I guess not. I just enjoy it, Swanee, and I still do.
Yeah, you're a lifer, Swanee lifer. Yeah. So you've had several jobs. Out of all the jobs that you've had, what would you say are some of your favorite jobs?
Some of my favorite jobs, I'd say, is working at Chin Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun working at Chin Hall. A lot of fun, me and Randy did. Randy's my mm-hmm. first cousin. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun working at Chin Hall. Meeting everybody and everything, we sure did.
Yeah. Well, Miss Alice, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your story. That was a very meaningful contribution, so we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you.